So I've just wandered around the corner from Just Giving. Their service in terms of sending texts and getting the whole amount of the text in terms of people being able to donate to charity was quite encouraging. I've just come around the corner and bumped into TNT, which is a bit odd. What's TNT's involvement? I mean, how does that equate to sort of donations? And
so TNT Post have a team focused just on the charity sector. We work generally with fundraising teams on sending out their actual direct mail.
Okay.
So they will design fundraising campaigns in line with their corporate strategy or their charity strategy, and then we actually handle the delivery of those campaigns to their customers, if you like, or their givers.
Right.
And we do that using the time delivery service. So we can coincide it with key events for the charities running. For example, Macmillan are doing their coffee morning, or RNLI are doing an open day down at Poole or something like that. Then we're timing the delivery to them. Also, as a Dutch company, we're bringing over ideas that work for charities in the Netherlands.
Okay.
For charities in the UK, such as something called the Easy Response Card. Actually this, okay. Which isn't perhaps going to work so
no,
well on
I'll,
an audio
I'll
interview.
It. So it says yes please on one it's side, and basically on the other side it's company name, contact, street name, and the idea is a new product available that enables you to contact your clients through a smart and efficient manner. The Easy Response Card. The card is great for promoting your product or to make data collecting easier. So this is, I guess, for people who don't really use computers as such, yes?
So this is for, typically when charities send a direct mail pack, they will include a letter, they'll include a leaflet, and they include a BRE.
Right.
They put it all into the envelope, and then the giver will have to take the letter out, fill in something at the bottom, put it into the envelope, then take it to the postbox.
Right.
This is something that's used in the Netherlands, so you have your charity design on the front of the postcard.
Yep.
What they actually do in the Netherlands is they actually ask how much you'd like to give, and then for your bank details, you pull off this sticker.
Ah, so it's secure. Okay, I see.
And then you've got the return address is already there.
Right.
And all you've got to do is go and take it to the postbox and
yep.
go back. Costs about a third less than your standard direct mail pack.
Wow.
Also increases the ease of actually giving. There's about 9 million of these go out every year in the Netherlands.
Wow.
We don't have anyone using this in the charity sector in the UK at the moment.
Why is that? They just don't know about
no,
it.
No, so okay. the only people we've spoken to about this are the Red Cross at the
right.
moment.
So that's why you're here today.
Yes,
yeah,
so one
to
of the
sort of pitch
why
that,
we're
right.
here today.
So and what makes your offering? What makes TNT's offering? I mean, that in itself is brilliant. I've not seen that before. But what makes TNT better than all the other ones that are out there?
Okay, so for charities, there's two main things really: service, so time delivery for all of their mail, and also price.
Okay.
So we believe we're the most competitive provider in the market. On top of that, we then have an account management structure, and I head up a team of people that focus just on the charity sector.
Perfect.
So always looking for solutions for different charities.
Well, I really like that idea. David, thank you very much for your time.
Appreciate
it.
No worries.